Sheena in the past explained the kalf of shaloyuk of ledira. If you weren't makif at ledira, if it's less than a base of sayim, it's a kalf that you can carry in. If it's more than base of sayim, you have a problem. Now, it's a very similar repetition here in Simon Sheen Samach Base. Sheen Samach Base begins with a very similar sif. Sheen Samach Base, Simon Sheen Samach Base. Eze mechitza kuria mechitza letalta, levo yud be sifim, sif aleph. Kol mechitza, shaloi nasis lodu betoicha. Any mechitza which isn't made to live in, ela letznias, oi lishmoi masha yitnu betoicha. It's just made to guard what's inside, but not for living purposes. Oy leishav ba, or you're only sitting there, not because you want to sit there to live, k'dei lishma asodos, and you're not there like shomer by day or by night, like the second bi'alocha says, because then you're mamash living there. He mechitza, it's only a good enough mechitza letaltl masha betoicha, aval eina mechitza lasis masha betoicha mukav ledira, meyoysa be'sasayim. You've got the same problem. So, l'chai, I always had this shver. That is, why do we need Sheen and Ches? And why have we got Sheen Samach Beis again with exactly the same din? A mechitza which isn't Mukav Ledira is not good, more than Beis Asayim. It seems to be, I haven't seen it anywhere before, but it seems to be, the Nafkamina is, Sheen and Ches was talking about the orchard. It brings this type as well, but that's Agab. But Ike says an orchard or a place where you, a ginna, where you plant vegetables. The mechitza there is a solid mechitza. But it was made for orchard, it wasn't made to live in. The quality of the mechitza was a good mechitza. So there, Sheen and Ches begins with, Kol hekef, she'ena mukav ledira, the hekef, however strong it was, but the hekef wasn't made for mukav ledira. Sheen Samach Beis begins a bit different. Kol mechitza shalei nasis lo de betoicha. The mechitza alone proves to you that it's of the quality. In Sheen and Ches, it was a brick built wall. A Victorian vegetable garden. It's a brick built wall, but it's for vegetables. It's not shmuk of ledira. Here, it's the mechitza shrei nasala. It's a shvacha quality mechitza. It's only for tznias, and it's only put up shvach, and mamela, it's got the same din at the end of the day. But because the mechitza proves to you that it's a shvacha mechitza. That's the chori of the chilik. There, the hekef is maybe a strong mechitza, but the use is very shvach. Here, the mechitza alone proves to you that the use is not a diwadika use. But at the end of the day, it's almost the same din. As they're shvacha mechitzas, and mamela, they're not made because they're shvacha mechitzas, they're not made ledira, and if they're not made ledira, less than base of sayim is a kalf if you can carry in, more than base of sayim is not good. Zod mechaber weiter, a very interesting case, hilkoch, ilon, a tree, shanof of yodin lemata, which go below. So it's talking something like what we know is called a weeping willow. So I made a picture. The picture is a very not good picture of a tree, but it's important to understand it. So we have a tree. Let's first look at the left part of the tree. So we have a tree going all over. Let's look at that side. And then the tree goes like that and then drops down. So we have a mechitza yutvachim there. We have a mechitza yutvachim there. And the mechaba even adds in, even though over there it's less than 3 to the ground, because the mechaba, for state, if it's a tree, you know, when you build things, you build from the ground, otherwise they'd fall. But a tree, the leaves, is lab dafke, it's going to go to the ground. So you have to make sure it reaches at least toich gimel to the ground. And then you've got mechitza there, higher than 10 tvachim, that's the 10 tvachim line, so you've got a good mechitza. Aber, the tree mechitza, however good it is, it's made letznias, even if it was planted for that purpose, it's a shvach, it's not made ledira, even though people might have picnics underneath it or whatever. Hilkoch ilon sham nof of yodin lemata im einom gevoim shloisha min haoretz, if they're within 3 from the ground, the ikoron b'mukam shem mechuboren le'ilon, and where the leaves begin is also gevoya asora, so you got a nice mechitza there. Choshe mechitza. And you're allowed to be metaltel in all of it. Stop there a minute, please, and let's learn the Mishabur. El litznias, kigay mechitza shoysin lanuach sham l'shol, Chutzev Avonim Vabanoim. They just make it every full just to have a little rest. V'sha'oichlim v'oindim sham l'shor. They eat to their behet snea. They don't need everybody to see what sandwiches they're eating. De'ein zem achitzas dira elamach masat sneas. It's just made for sneas. They should be able to eat in sneas. Oy lishmoy masha betoicha shasuya lo niach sham peiros v'keilim mekiyotzebem v'ayim bi'alocha. We'll see soon. He mechitza le taltel, it's a lemer, shari de hekef ha mechitza, mutl le taltel, bekol toich shetcha mechitza, imei nene yoysa besesayim. Masha goes for hilka chilin, kam nosa masha besayim besof, am yoysa besesayim. He's trying to, this is obvious, the Ilan, he's just trying to get to, make sure it's not besesayim. Einam gvoyim shloisha, if the leaves go down to less than 3, avakul lovad loitz. Hu gvoya avu adin, so now that's why I made this picture to understand this mishabur that says v'hu adin im ein gvoin asorat tfochim b'mukim shemechuborin le'ilon. If they're not 10 where they're joined to the ele shebeemtze gvoin asorat tfochim shasuri kekeshes, they're made like a bow, like a semicircle. Abein kach ubein kach sorry, means like this. This case, the mechaber says it's 10 over here where they're connected to the tree, and it's 10 over there within 3. So you got a nice mechitzas, 10. So it's good. This, look at the other side of the tree, it doesn't reach 10. When it's connected to the tree, it leaves the tree at already 8. And it goes like that, like a keshes, like round. So it's not the Mechaber's case. That's the Nekudah here. Mechaber said, it going like that, it reaches the floor, so you got a 10 over there, and it begins at 10. So you got 10, good mechitzas. Oba, what happens if it begins, which is very likely, instead of being like that, it starts much lower. It starts at 7, 8 and starts going like that. So you haven't got 10 there, you haven't got 10 there, you've got a keshes. So what's the din there? So the din is, a keshes is a mechitza on condition that you have a width of 4 higher than 10. 4 tvochim. It's the same din in Hilchos Mezuzah and thing, otherwise you have to say choykin lahashlim, but that's what the Mishabura means. So that's the pshat. Look at the Mishabura again, and you understand. They're not starting there, they're starting too low. So you haven't got the tree itself, the tree trunk, which we used over there as the mechitza of 10, is not good enough. They made like a boat. Ach benkach, zur lias gamken, roche vabo, trochen bemokim shegvoin asora. As long as you have a full width, then you can count that and that as a mechitza. Dem roche vabo, trochen, rabbe mokim noch mizav le kamelis. But if that would only be 3, so then you've only got that and that, which is making a mechitza for a mokim of 3 trochen. So it's a kamelis. Why is it kamelis? Because here you've got a kamelis, because it's lower than 10, so it's a kamelis. Oh, but you have to have it going to a space of 4 with a width of 4 with 10 high. And then, if you have that, even on the sides or whatever, we had that last time. Because always when you dig into a place, a house which was only 8, and you dig in the middle 2 or 3, and then the sides you're allowed to carry out. So here as well, it becomes. Now, the Gemara is old. The Gemara in Sukkah, for Kastira, from this Gemara, and in Erevin, the Gemara is quite ibergezeigt. That this tree, however a tree is unlikely that the tree will be strong enough. And here we have a wichtige din. A mechitza has to be a mechitza which is strong. It's unlikely a tree will be strong. And it's to be waving around, shaking around. So b'zo, it's ishka mechitza. The klal is, a mechitza which is not buruach, again, is ishka mechitza. So the Gemara gives a eitzah. So the Gemara asks, how come you say a mechitza which is not beruach is not a mechitza, and don't say the tree is a mechitza? So the Gemara answers, because here he strengthened the mechitza. He put in as a weaving a few sticks like this and sticks like this, and he strengthened, imagine a weeping willow, it'll be shaking all over, so he strengthened it all over. So the mechaber, any mechitza which cannot stand bruach metzia is nishka mechitza. Let's see what the Mishabuah says. Why do you exactly need both? It says, Shatzion says, you need both. Aber Behushi Yemale, Hainu, Dani Dea Mille Mischas. I see, I feel like I just said that. Yeah. 1 minute. I said, those are good, so machloik sachoinim. This says, if you have a mechitza which shakes like this, is it called a good mechitza? So, those mashmen, it's not called a good mechitza. Oh, so, Ido, so that, as this, Pashazoiz, the Mishabu Elochoyo holds, and he says, it's not a good mechitza. So, you know, Andrew Zogar, it shakes a bit, and it's gefährlich, Andrew Zogar, Gimut Fochem, and it's gefährlich. Oh, but the Chazanish halt, that you, let's forget about the tree. Sometimes you have a mechitza, and as the wind blows, it goes like this. Yeah? So, it's not a good mechitza, as a stake. You have to strengthen it to make sure it's a mechitza. You can have it quite often. Chaznish halt, if the mechitza is going to go like this, right? But let's imagine this mechitza is 20 tvachim high, right? And it blows like this. Now, when it blows like that, it's still a mechitza of 17 tvachim. Still a mechitza. Exactly. You can have it 10, it's really 12. When it goes like that, it's 10. It's also good. So, chaznish halt is a kosher mechitza. It's only not kosher mechitza if it blows. It's a machlokes of the pshat and Avraham. Only if it blows out of being a mechitza. If it's still just moving, a moving mechitza is gefährlich. Mishabur is mashma lechumra. A moving mechitza is no good. Straighten it. Make sure it's thing. Then that's the whole shaila about the sukkahs, which the flapping around. It could be sukkahs is worse than oven anyway. It could be sukkahs is worse. All right. That's all shayla that they're flapping. The mishabur, maybe they're flapping. It's a lenish good to give mechitza because they're flapping. But of them, asach zogan, even come to mishabur, it doesn't matter. That's, it could be a shayla if you have a beech hedge or you have a normal hedge. So the everything's flapping around, but they're all in their place. Even when they flap around, so the chaznish is a no problem. The mishabur can declare how much it has to move to be a problem. The mishabur is nishklo. But the chaznish is zicha nishkefalech if it moves. So it's interesting. So it has to be she'en yochalam beruch mitzuya ena mechitza. Has to be yochalam mitzuya. In Bialocha says afile oisa bebayis she'en sham ruach. It's still not mechitza. It has to be a good mechitza. It's in the house and there's no ruach. It doesn't matter. It's still not a good mechitza. The most you make a sukkah over here in your house. So you put the gosh vacha mechitza. And avad, if it'll be outside, it'll be going in the way of alazaitin, because you haven't tied it down, so it's no good. Because you have to imagine it's outside. So the Siva Shabbos clears whether you have to imagine it's outside in this season. So it's, especially in Tisrael, in the summer, you don't expect wind. And in the winter, you know, it's a clearing day. Santa Child, right. So the right of a dafka ad basusheim. I will use the messusheim, lawyer, fill a not in the car, Kim and Shane, also load the betoicha, listoifa, betilish, masodus. So the Mishabura, this whole din is only if it's till a basusheim, because the mice say it's not made for dira. I will use it. Now it's very interesting here that it talks about basusheim on these trees. How you get a tree, it'll go in the Guinness Book of Records, a tree which is a basusheim, a weeping willow, basusheim, as big as Mosinas car park. Right? So he grabs in, it could be a few trees. If he says it, you can have on the thing, but still this type of thing makes it more understandable. Oh, so we had before that if you any time when you have a hekef, and the hekef is not mukav ledira, what do you have to do? You have to remakef 10 tvochim of it, 10 amas of it. So Dr. Morgan of Ram, Emile Akash, Shem Dira Marish, Philo Nathalinika, but now you did it, Shem Dira, so you made it good and strong, Shem Dira. Im Roiva Doifim and Akash of Mukav Ledira. You have to have Roiva Doifim, not the sticks, but the cash. So Fregen, the Tosha Shabbos, Alla Fregen, why do I have to have Roiva Doifim? I have to, if the Doifim before it's got the cash in is not a Doifim, and it only because it's chocolate, and it only becomes a Doifim with the cash. So why do you tell me now that I have to have, if I've got 1 centimeter of this, I have to have afterwards 2.5 centimeters of, over 2 centimeters, I've got to make it roiv kash. You don't need roiv kash. You just need that it should be made a good mechitza, because I made the mechitza now. It's a kasha. I'll go to the kasha on the Morgan of Rome, I enter to Shabbos. That's the kasha. Tzibes. Tel shegevoya chamisha. Vishlimoy la'asora. She'os olav mechitza gevoya chamisha. This is pushed to din. You had a tel, which was 5 trochim high, solid, tel always means solid, and on top of that you put another mechitzas of 5 trochim. So the Gemara says, gidud, that's called a gidud, the mechitza mitztaufin, say if this is a mechitza for here, this place wants a mechitza of 10, and say if you want a mechitza inside, even though you can only see 5, you've got 10. Gemara so machlokes wegen dem, aber so passt man. Tell she gewoya chamisha vishlima ila asoga, she asa olav mechitze gewoya chamisha, chashiva mechitze le taltu ule choldova. Sei inside, sei outside. It's called a mechitze. So the mishabuya tell she gewoya chamisha, tfochem min oretz, hu adin charitz, if you have a boil, which is omek chamisha tfochem, and on the side of the boil you made a sfasa charitz, mechitze gewoya chamisha, so inside that you've now got 10, five solid, five mechitza. It's also good. She also all of the high nails faster tell. Chashiva mechitza, msa, gvoya, tell, mechitza, lashem, asor, tvochem, letaltel, toicha, mechitza, machshu, kishus, ayochit, gomo, shemutu, letaltel, betoicha. Lecholdova, hani gamlin, hefzik, shnei, chatzeg, vil gam, shi, jves. If you have two chatzeus and you want to make an eruv between them, the din is if you have a mechitza of 10 tvochem between them, you cannot make an eruv without the Pesach. So sometimes if the bottom one was lower than five from the top one, the ground went down, and you got mechitza five on top. You've already made a mechitza between you and your chava. Without the pesach, you can't make a mechitza. So do the afor vichtige bi'alochas. Bi'alochas got a shaila. If you have the five was not straight, the five was a slanting tail, and if you put five on top, do you also say that it's mistarif? Why not? We're talking about the tail that is. The tell, which is a proper tell, which is mislaka to sorrow to you, which we always call a mechitza. Sachsofik and bi'alocha. I spoke with Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Can you understand the sofik? Very schwer to understand the sofik. Why should it be a sofik? Every mechitza, we have a mechitza straight, is a mechitza. If you have that, if that would be 10, no sofik on top of a mechitza. So why should it be a sofik? But that's the first bi'alocha here. Next bi'alocha, easier to understand. He says, what happens if that is only under three tvochim? Now, under three tvochim, we always say, is karka. That's another suffix. That's only under three tvochim. So you got three, and then you got seven. Eight. So that's only eight. And that's three. So Ken Zayin, because it's reckoned as karka, you can't reckon it. But that suffix is easier to understand. The next bi'alocha has another suffix. If you have the mechitzas are set away from the tell. Now this is already the old shaila we had, we spoke about it, that if you have mechitzas which are not next to each other, ma dinam. So here the bi'alocha says, if they're connected within three, it's a vadigit. If they're more than that, are you mitzaref, or the shaykhas, not shaykhas? So he says, he brings in, this is the machloikas we had when we had a hekaf which wasn't a good hekaf ledira. So the Tumas Hadeshed put down a step of four tvochim, and then you've been mevatel the wall, and then you take it away and you made a new wall. So the gon, you haven't been mevatel the wall, you've got a wall that goes like that. So, but no, the bi'alocha ilchus told on the same machloikas that if you've got more three efsha, four zicha, is a machloikas the gon and the Tumas Hadeshen whether these two are mitztaref. So, Moshe Berlin in Eretz Yisrael told me this first shaila here was also only talking when there's a distance of more than three. Because if it's not a distance of more than three, it's very schwer to understand there should be a problem with it. Very hard to understand that this should make a problem. And the first bi'alocha that we didn't learn, just look at it now. Verse Bialocha speaks about Ein Mishabura Vuel Choyer Binyan Shoysen Lachnisham Tvur Shas Choyer Magazine, Emma Yosem Esasim Dinik Kaufuth. So you have a big warehouse. We're talking about Avada, remember, there's no Erev. So you've got your house is in one street, and you've got down the road a big, big Kaufuth, big warehouse. So you don't live there. So is it a mechitza which isn't made lo de betoicha? So lechoyre could be a big shaila of a kalfif. Em yois v'sardini ke kalfif. V'u doyme l'rachva shachoy abatim, which we said is not good. And l'rachshoy abatim, you have to have posach v'soifeka, but your house is miles away, so you go up, it's a kalfif. Then the bi'alocha brings this shaila, the prima godim, it's got a roof. Now if it's got a roof, ken zayin, there's no din, roof, a kalfif cannot have a roof. And as soon as it's got a roof, it becomes Ois Kaufuf. That's the Shaila here in Bialocha. And the end of the Bialocha says, The Ein Shom in Prima Godim, that Kalfuf with the roof is a big shayla, maybe it can't be a Kalfuf, even if it's more near space time. And he finishes off, Alke Nira Poshut, the Imbe Binyan and Nira Lel, Mishtamashom Gam Yeset, Tzolche Abayis, Hibiklal Dius, Odom Achol Gavni. If the Masi, you do that, Tzolche Abayis, you're okay. Chazanish is very nishnicha with this line, and he asks, what does it mean you do that, Tzolche Abayis? I mean, we were talking about, you live in Stanley Road, and this is in Wellington Street. It's your warehouse. So what Tzolche Abayis do you do far away from your house? What does it mean, and what do you gain by it? Very nish to freedom from it. That should make it ois kalfif. And on Mekuah also, he holds it still could be a kalfif. So the shayla, this be halacha, he sends us here last time, the Shinun Ches. All right.